fine band that can entertain you like you want to hear it for the next 30, 40 minutes. These boys can whip it on you too, I'm telling you. That's the Country Gazette, ladies and gentlemen.
Test. I'm going down. I'm going down, down, down.
Pleasure to be here in, where are we, New York. If you're from the West Coast, you get an image of New York, and it all comes out city. You never dream of places like this in the state of New York if you come from way out west, where we've been spending a lot of time. In fact, two of us are from there originally. We are the Country Gazette, I think. If you like us, we're the Country Gazette. If you don't, we're the Country Gentlemen. So, there's a lot of songwriters today that are writing different kind of songs and things, and some of them we've really grown fond of. One fella's a guy by the name of Mickey Newberry. He's written a lot of neat songs, but one of them that we like especially is a little thing called Tell Me Why You've Been Gone So Long.
To that thunderbolt, can't you hear that lonesome wind blow? Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long?
Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? I won't be scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, I can hear that lonesome wind blow. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? Tell me I'm a fool, I'm for you, but what do
they know. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long?
Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? I woke scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, I can hear that lonesome wind blow. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? Ain't nothing I wanna do, Lord, so I guess I could get stoned and let the past paint pictures in my head. I'll kill a fifth of Thunderbird and try to write a sad, sad song. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long? A wolf scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, I can hear that lonesome wind blow. Tell me, baby, why you been gone so long?
I think maybe it's time we reared back and tried to do a little picking here. See if our fingers are all loosened up. They ought to be in this kind of heat. If you've never seen Country Gazette before, we'd like for you to know who each one of us is. And being as our banjo player is going to start this next song, we would like you to meet our banjo player. And we're really feel kind of bad about it that he couldn't be here. It's really a shame. But as we were driving through downtown Ancrumdale, we found this here fella. He had a banjo case, a bottle of wine. He was laying underneath the pickup truck. And we thought, well, shoot, he'll do. Said he was having a better time under the pickup truck. Now, this is our banjo player. He comes from the state of Oklahoma. He now lives in California, which makes him a mess. A prude picking Okie, if you can imagine that. This is Alan Mundy on the five-string banjo. This last February, we just cut a brand new album, which should be released sometime before the end of the year. And the name of the album, when it comes out, will be called Out to Lunch, Country Gazette. And there's, that goes along with Alan Mundy's banjo sandwich, Out to Lunch. I never thought of that. How about that? Anyhow, it's called Out to Lunch, and on the album is a little instrumental that we all made up, and it's called Out to Lunch, and it goes like this. Thank you.
so far away that every night and every day I write a couple of lines and say things. Those letters that I write can't tell her how I feel tonight. If only she were here, she'd hear me sing. Between each written line, I wonder what the future might bring. There's so much love around, I worry that she may have found someone to hold her in his arms and say, guitar player hanging on a string. Those letters that I write can't tell her how I feel tonight. If only she were here, she'd hear me sing.
We'd like you to meet now our guitar player over here. He's an original member of the Country Gazette, and if you've seen us in the last anytime in the last 3 years prior to the first of this year, he may be a new face to you. Like I say, he was an original member of the group, but he took himself a slight little vacation. He went back to school is what he did. He took a special course that they offer in San Diego where he's from. It's a wine tasting seminar in all the wineries there in Southern California. And just a nice way of saying he went on a 2.5 year drunk, but he's back now. We got him all straightened out, and we're glad to have him back, one of the finest rhythm players we've ever heard. And then the singing, you hear all that real high, pretty singing up there. He does most of that. He can sing tenor like the chain on his bicycle just broke, and it's nice to have somebody like that with us. This Kenny Works on the guitar. Another good friend of ours and songwriter was a fellow by the name of Graham Parsons. And he wrote a lot of neat songs. And there's one song that he wrote that a combination of his songwriting and Kenny Works' singing is a perfect combination, we think. A little thing called Still Feeling Blue.
Goodbye, no one treats me like you used to do. I hope you're out and happy now, doing
run up the town, cause you know how. Every time I hear your name, I wanna die. And now I'm still feeling blue.
Person over here we'd like you to meet. He's been around for a while. He's played up in this area. You might remember a little mandolin player somewhere along the line by the name of Chi-Chi. Well, this isn't him. He was just called that somewhere along the line. But we have noticed some people ask, how come we make him stand in a hole? He's not standing in a hole. That's just all there is. They don't make people like him any longer. That's all there is to it. But we have found that no matter how short he is, how close the top of his head is to the ground, that when it comes to picking and singing, he's a real giant. Let's say hi to Roland White. We're going to have him do a little thing here on the mandolin right now. And this is one where if he fades out on the mandolin, he can always rely on his dancing ability. He breaks into a step or two every now and again. Hey, you got a good floor for this.
It's got a lot of dust up here, though.
Yeah. He won the Miss Twinkle Toes contest for 1972. He did, yes, sir. He really gets on there and does it. Would you like me to call you a little square dance today and maybe put you in the mood?
No square dance? No, if you called like you did the other day, it was embarrassing.
Oh, well, I made a mistake. Maybe some people out here might square dance, you know, get off up there and
you can't dance those calls, you know. I can't follow that call.
Oh, the calls, you know, I'm actually a fairly good square dance caller, and I just got all tongue-tied here the other day. If you square dance, see if something like this wouldn't put you in the mood. Something like, first couple out, second couple pass, first couple stick your finger up, the second couple's, I blew it again. We better just pick it. Here we go. Sally Gooden is a good.
Thank you.
become yourself. Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell did slowly go. Told you you would try, so just look at them and sigh, and know they love you. And in of tender years, and know the feast that your elders grew.
After a nice Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young number, a good old Flatt & Scruggs number is in order. My golly. You know, it used to be that the two didn't go together, but anymore everybody's gotten very open-minded about everything, and you can just run from one end of the spectrum to the other. Here's a little Flatt & Scruggs number that, well, a lot of the numbers that they did have sort of become classics, like Rollin' My Sweet Baby's Arms or Salty Dog Blues. And there was another song that we thought was better than either one of those, and nobody ever seems to do it much. And we like it so much, we even recorded it on our new live album. Little thing called Will You Be Lonesome Too? Now give me your right hand, honey.
one that you're not so too.
Okay, we're going to have another little spasm of banjo playing here, and this next song he's going to play doesn't happen to be on it, but we would like to mention Alan Mundy has a new 5-string banjo album that's out. It's called Alan Mundy's Banjo Sandwich, I believe, and as it says on the back of the album, it's a meal in itself. It sure is a lot of fine picking on there, and like I say, this next song isn't on it, but we just wanted you to know about it. Did you have anything you wanted to say, Jerry, about your Stelling banjo or your album?
I was going to say, Jeff Stelling is here this afternoon. He was a friend of mine from years gone by that makes banjos now, and I've got one of his hot dog models here.
Hot dog model?
Got a ship on the back. Anyway, I was just going to say, if anybody's interested in looking at any of his work or this banjo here, it'll be up in... under the tent with the yellow stripes, I believe.
Picker's Paradise, you said.
After the show.
After the show. Also, we got some records for sale, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Where are we going to do that at?
I don't know.
Why don't we just do it right over here? There's a hole in the fence over here for where it says don't come in unless you're a performer. And that big white van over there is ours. We got some of our new live album, and we got some of Alan's banjo album. And we also have an album that's just been released on the Briar Tacoma label. It's the Old Kentucky Colonels, of which we're kind of partial to. It's a live shows that they did from old live tapes and things. It's even got some corny old Kentucky Colonel jokes on it and some old hot picking rolling, of course, and his brother Clarence and the rest of it. So we'll have some of that over there and right after the show. Right now, Alan says... like to play a tune here that I don't know. I think him and Roland just play the heck out of this. It's actually an old fiddle tune, but if you break it all down, there is no such thing as an old fiddle tune. They're just tunes that are commonly associated with a fiddle. Because here goes one on the banjo and the mandolin, little thing entitled The Forked Deer. Thank you.
thank you. Looks like we've been cut short here, so we'll probably do one more number. Yeah, two more, okay. And before we leave, we want to introduce one more member of our group. And I'm going to do it real quick here. From the state of California, now living in Arizona, Roger Bush. Let's give Roger Bush a hand on the bass player.
I'm going down, 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 down to that blue line. Punch that alarm clock by the wedding picture. I'd go back over if I was richer. Get a cup of coffee, button up my shirt. Get a little kiss from the wife and kids and then off to work. Punch that time clock like you pull a trigger. I'd punch my line boss if I was bigger. Try to keep my hands up where the wheels won't spin. But I think I see a soft blue line at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light, where that music plays all night, where my friends am all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. Last night, sticking in on bare feet, I found my suitcase out in the wet street with my army medals and my field and stream. I woke a little wife and said, hey dear, what's this here mean? She said, see that fella in the bathroom mirror. Tomorrow morning, well, he better not be here. She didn't even ask me where the heck I've been. I think she's seen that soft blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light, where that music plays all night, where my friends sound all right. I'm going down, 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 down to that blue light. A bad cough. I went to see the sawbone. He gave me two pills of bills and make out your will. I took out a big loan. So living that hard life, it's a mortal sin. But I think I see a soft blue light at the end of this tunnel I'm in. I'm going down to that blue light, where the angels sing all night, where my friends say I'm all right. I'm going down.
And then we'll be back tonight, I think, about 6:30, right after the supper break. We're the first ones up, so hurry up and eat and get back down here. We'd hate to start off all alone, but we will anyhow. So, and then we'll be here tomorrow afternoon. It'll be all different shows. Don't forget, we got some records for sale over here by the big white van with the Arizona plates. It's the only one here like that. Yeah, next week, next Tuesday night is coming. We're playing at Jonathan Swift's in Cambridge, if anybody's going to be around that area. And next Saturday, we're playing at the festival in Peru, Vermont. Somebody knows where that, I forget the name of the town. I asked what town do we look for on the map, and they said Peru, so I guess y'all know where it is. Here's a little thing that Alan Mundy wrote on our live album. It's called, I forget what it's called, but when Alan wrote this, he had certain things in mind, and his original title for this is, No Matter How Fast a Fish Swims, He Never Sweats. Thank you.
Thank you.